Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Summertime's here. Summer safety is something that parents have to think about. As much fun as the summer is with families, there are things. I know my son goes to take off on his penny board, and I'm standing there dangling his helmet in my hands. There are a lot of safety issues that we have to keep in mind when the summertime comes. Our guest is fan favorite, Dr. David Hill, Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Dr. Hill, most important summer safety tips. Hit it.
Wow, there are so many. But let's start just with fireworks, right? Because we're not that far from the 4th of July. I live in a state where people drive a good ways to get to the state line in order to purchase fireworks that will shoot up in the air, which seems like a lot of fun. But I have also had one of those tip over and actually attack our family. We really had to take cover. A couple of people got burns. So, you know, there are people who have degrees in fireworks safety and put on fireworks shows professionally. They're really probably the only people who should be touching explosives that get to 1,000 degrees. You know, let the pros do it. Go to the park, go to the river, go to wherever your community shoots off fireworks. It'll be a blast. You can focus on the picnic and on the companionship and let somebody else take the risk of getting blown up on. And especially kids should not be the ones lighting and dealing with the fireworks. If you are just determined to do it, for gosh sake, have an adult on that. Kids do not have either the frontal lobe or the coordination to deal with fireworks in a safe way. So that's an easy one. If it's summer, it's always going to be sunscreen. And the good news is that sunscreen is now easier to use than ever. The FDA had new labeling requirements that went in last year, so now you know whether you're getting a broad-spectrum sunscreen. That's one that protects against both UVA and UVB light. The hard thing with sunscreen is remembering the second application. A lot of people are really good about getting it on the first time. But then you've been out there for a while, and I have done this myself and my family, and really regretted it. And you know you're supposed to put it on every 2 hours, right? But then those 2 hours tick by, you don't really notice, it's been 3 hours, everybody's kind of sandy, they're in the water, you don't want to bother them, you don't want to stop, and you're going to be paying for that, not only for the next week when people are actually sunburned in your family, but potentially 20 or 30 years later, melanoma rates continue to go up. And when you're talking to kids about putting on sunscreen, especially teens, because they're like, oh, I want to look cool and tan, remind them not that they may get melanoma one day, because they could care less, but that they're going to be ugly middle-aged people. They're just going to have yucky-looking skin. And that has actually been shown through data to help kids and teens remember to put on sunscreen, because they don't care about melanoma, but they know they don't want to be wrinkly, spotty grown-ups.
Absolutely. They certainly don't. And vanity, Dr. Hill, is a great way to go about getting our kids to think about that, you know, to think about sun and using sunscreen and reapplying it. Now, I mentioned at the beginning helmets, and my kids both hem and haw with the helmets with their skateboards. They don't with their bicycles, but they do with scooters and skateboards, which they're cruising around on. So, I mean, but there's really no difference. And actually, it could be even more dangerous on a scooter, right?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you can get going faster than you can run, and on a thing that can fall over, you got to do the helmets. I use one tip for my bicycle riders. They're like, oh, I can't find my helmet. I don't know. I forget to put it on. I'm like, when you take it off, clip it through the wheel of your bicycle, because you're going to know where it is, and you won't be able to ride the bicycle without touching the helmet. It keeps everything together, and you physically, you can't ride the bike if you don't take the helmet off the wheel and slap it on your head. In our state, it's actually the law that kids have to wear a helmet when they're riding a bike, which is a very, very good law. The other thing that I hear from people all the time is, well, you know, I never fall, or I just stay close to the house, or I don't go on major roads, and I think people forget, you fall where you are. You don't have to be on a major highway to get hit by a car. You don't have to go on a big road to find a rock or a stick or a snake or a spot of sand that you didn't see coming. Falls happen when you're not looking for them. And I tell kids, they're like, oh, I don't think I'm going to fall. I'm like, good. Well, when you do think you're going to fall, put the helmet on then. Say, hey, Mom, I'm going to go out and hit a tree today. I'm going to fall. Have you seen my helmet? And that's just a way of saying you don't know when it's going to happen, so yeah, I got to wear the helmet every time.
You know, that's so funny that you say that, because my kids say, I'm not going to fall. And I say, how do you know that? Really, how do you
right.
know? You know, you don't know
you don't,
that.
Nobody plans to fall.
Rock.
That's the point. You're like, okay, I'm going to fall today. I'm going to hit a rock. You know,
it's ridiculous that they even think that, but that's the way their minds work, especially the preteens. Now, this is also tick season and bug time,
oh, yeah.
and my kids are going crazy about the mosquitoes. But I know you're going to say use these sprays, insect repellent. But here's my question to you, Dr. Hill. Our
sure.
kids spray their insect repellent on. They spray it on at night. They're playing outside at dusk, you know. Then
yeah.
what? They got to go to bed with all this crap on their skin? Do you make
them
shower
it
off before bed?
I mean, when you're looking at insect repellent, unlike sunscreen, you just want to put it on once. Insect repellent will last, and you don't want to put any more of this stuff on your child than you have to, right? So look for a relatively low percentage of DEET, if DEET is the one that you're using. You can use 10% to 30% DEET. But in children younger than 2 months, don't spray it directly on their skin. You spray it around them, maybe on their clothes, on their stroller or something, but don't spray it on their skin. Over 2 months, you can use a low concentration of DEET, but don't go for the deep woods stuff, right? Don't go for this 90%. It's not going to be any better, really, than a 10% to 30% preparation. And once will do. So if you've got, for example, I'm not seeing as much of this anymore, but the sunscreen bug spray combination, don't use that stuff, because you want to put the sunscreen on over and over again, every 2 hours. The bug spray, on the other hand, you just want to do the one time. You know, if they smell funny and they've been outside playing, probably a bath before bedtime is a good idea anyway, right? But that's as much a matter of hygiene and not having to change the sheets every day as it is a safety issue.
And also, you don't want them sleeping on their pillow and rolling around and then getting that bug spray possibly in their eyes or on their face. So bug spray on the clothes, around the ankles, you know, in the neck area, and then rinse it off before you go to sleep. So we've talked about bicycles and skateboards. And what about some of the other things that people do in the summer? Like, we only have a minute and a half left or so, but what about like mowing the lawn? Tools
yeah,
that we
exactly.
use.
Lawnmower safety is a big deal. This is not a job for young children, right? And you want to make sure that they're out of the way. Younger than 16, we don't think kids should be driving riding mowers. Younger than 12, they shouldn't be using walk-behind mowers. They just don't have the strength, the coordination, and the forethought. Their brains aren't there, their bodies aren't there. Make sure they're wearing shoes and good shoes. You know, stuff's going to fly out of there that you didn't see because it was in the grass. So a closed-toe shoe is always a really good idea. Also, look at the lawn before you send somebody out to mow and before you mow. The mower really ought to be wearing eye protection and hearing protection. Kids are very prone to hearing loss. Lawnmowers are generally loud. Go to the drugstore, get those, 50-cent little squeezy ear pieces and put them in there, because their hearing is very delicate and you don't want them to lose any more than they have to.
I think that's really an important tip, and also about checking the lawn first for sticks, things that are going to fly out and hit their ankle. And there's nothing wrong, Dr. Hill, with having your 14, 15, 16-year-olds mowing your lawn. In fact, it's a good idea, but you do want to check for sticks, make sure they've got something covering their ears. Wrap it up for us. You have 30 seconds, summer safety.
Wow, 30 seconds of summer safety. You know what I would say, overarching, think about what you're going to do and think ahead of time. What do I need to get ready? Do I need sunscreen? Do I need bug spray? Do I need to make sure that I don't drink too much so that I can watch my kids carefully and stay by them so that they don't drown? Do I need to put my cell phone down so I can attend to the kids in the water and watch what they're doing on the playground? A lot of it is about preparation and attention, just like everything else.
Absolutely great advice. Summer safety, so important. For more tips on summer safety, you can go to healthychildren.org/summer safety tips. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.